Plenty to talk about sports-wise with Brent Costello from WIN TV. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, good, Dave. Bleary-eyed.
Yeah, you sound a bit tired, mate.
Funny that, isn't it, when there's about 85 million things to watch at the moment.
Yeah, feasting on sport.
I started to watch the hockey, the girls' hockey last night, and that was a really gutsy win by the Hockey Roos. They were tested by New Zealand. They always have pretty close encounters, those two nations, when it comes to hockey in the women's side of the game. So last night was no different, but a goal to the Hockey Roos early in the second half. They got the job done. They managed to hang on in the end, which was good.
Very good. Now, the men's team, the Kookaburras, they play this morning, I believe.
Yeah, they've got Spain, and Spain have had mixed results this tournament so far, so I reckon it's a game that we should be able to take care of, but a danger game nonetheless, so they won't want to take their foot off the gas here.
Yeah. How good was it to see Jess Fox win that slalom? After?
So good, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It was really good, yeah.
And you talk about humble athletes, and, you know, we'll get to Ariane in a minute, but she's just really, really good, and obviously had all that expectation on her a couple of days ago when they thought she'd win gold in that first race she did, that first final she competed in and got the bronze. And, you know, a bronze medal's nothing to be sneezed at in an Olympic Games, you must say that. But she would have been expecting a gold in that one. So for her to bounce back from that adversity and win yesterday, and you just saw the relief and the excitement on her face when she crossed that line and did it dominant in the end.
Yeah.
About 3 seconds, I think she won by. And full credit to her dad, too, who was in the commentary box. That can't be easy when your child's competing and you're calling a gold medal race. But, yeah, just a wonderful result. And obviously, it took a while for her to get there. Obviously, not being able to get a gold in the past two Olympics, but she's got one now, which is really good.
Yeah, beautiful. Right, so, Titmus, 800 free today.
Tomorrow,
is it? Okay,
yeah,
right.
They had the heats last night, and she's through, obviously, to the final, which is tomorrow morning, I believe, around lunchtime anyway, as all the finals have been this week. And I just loved how honest she was last night, Darren, because she said that, you know, I'm pretty much exhausted after.
Yeah, she said I'm buggered.
Yeah, that's buggered, exactly right. And listening to Ian Thorpe sort of break it all down last night on the coverage, he did it really well and just said there she would be fried after that because she's, you know, won two Olympic golds in the first couple of days of the event, so trying to keep yourself not motivated as such, but up and about, I guess, to compete in these other races. It would be a challenge, and, you know, the 800 is the longest one she's going to compete in, and that's last on the program. So it must be tough. You know, we saw the relay yesterday. I'm not sure why she swam first in the relay yesterday.
Yeah, it was unusual, yeah.
It was unusual. I thought she'd bring them home, and they got the bronze there, and they went into that red-hot favourites, the Aussie women's team. So fatigue might be starting to set in, but hopefully she gets a good sleep today and she'll have a few light laps, Thorpe, you were saying last night, and then set herself for tomorrow morning, which will be great.
Yeah, they may have put her in first so she could have a crack at a world record, I reckon, maybe.
Yeah, that's a good start. Yeah, I can see the logic behind both ways, but I would have thought she would have brought him home against Ledecky. But, you know, I'm just a punter on the couch, Darren, so I wouldn't know much compared to the coaches that make those decisions.
All right, there's plenty to like about our swim team, particularly Titmus. All right, let's go to the footy. So, two games this weekend.
Yeah, it is. Festival of Footy's back in Tassie, and Hawthorn looks like they're going to play three games in a row here in Tasmania. So Brisbane this weekend, Collingwood next weekend potentially, which would be unbelievable, and then the Western Bulldogs the week after. So three big games against quality teams in the competition. So that will be really good to see. But North Melbourne, they've got Geelong tomorrow too. So the Cats coming to Hobart's really exciting too. They've got a strong supporter base here in Tasmania, Geelong. So hopefully... I think anything under 10,000 at that game would be disappointing, given that, you know, Patrick Dangerfield's coming to town and a star-studded Geelong team. So I think the only thing this weekend, Darren, I think everyone that goes to these games in Tasmania has to wear a mask if you're in the crowd.
Yep.
So that might deter a few people, but, gee, we've been pretty lucky here. Not even having to wear one.
Yeah.
So I think that's a small sacrifice to make to have crowds at the footy.
Yeah, so Blunston Saturday, UTAS Sunday. All right, TSL, what's doing there?
Yeah, nothing too exciting out of the TSL this weekend. The results of this round won't affect the ladder too much. We've got Launceston hosting North Hobart at Windsor Park. That's top versus bottom on the ladder. So Lonnie will win that one at home, you'd think. North Launceston and Lauderdale. This would be the game of the round, I reckon. Lauderdale, a chance of causing an upset here. They've sort of turned their season around the last 3 or 4 weeks. They can't make finals, Lauderdale, but they've got nothing to lose. So that might be a danger game for North Launceston. And the Tigers are at home to Glenorchy as well. Tigers want to win this one, I reckon. They've dropped their last couple. Despite playing good footy, they've lost a couple of close games, but they'd want to get back on the winner's list as they head towards finals, I reckon.
Yeah. So basketball, the NBL 1 South competition will start this weekend, but only Victorian teams, so no games for our Tassie teams this weekend. But I spoke to Tony Barker from Northwest Thunder yesterday, and he said, well, they're scheduling in for next weekend, so back on next week.
Yeah, they are, and it's a bit of a disadvantage, I reckon. Obviously, we've all not played basketball, not just Victorian teams, for the last 3 weeks, or 2 or 3 weeks. But the Victorian teams get to play this weekend and dust off the cobwebs and all that sort of
point.
Thing. But our teams have to wait an extra week, and that's the disadvantage of only having a couple of teams here in Tasmania, I guess, that don't have that luxury of kick-starting. We've already played each other twice because we made up that game earlier when the first lockdown happened in Melbourne a couple of months ago. So, yeah, it's a bit tricky, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess, and we're living in uncertain times and you've got to roll with the punches sometimes.
Yeah. And finally, the Australians finish off the tour of the West Indies with a series win in the ODIs. Mitch Marsh and Mitch Stark were particularly good. Now, do the Tassie boys, because they go to Bangladesh next, what's the deal with our Tassie boys in that squad? Are they going to Bangladesh or not?
Well, I'm assuming so. I saw a photo from Ben McDermott on Instagram last night, and he's definitely in Bangladesh, so I assume the squad just stays as is for that trip. It's just, I think it's a 5 T20 game. So, yeah, looking forward to that when it starts. I'm not sure if it's going to be on the TV or not. Hopefully it is, because it'll be good to tune in.
Well, there's 4,000 different channels to watch nowadays, so it's got to be on one of them, surely. Surely. Now, I was just on the Supercars website, by the way, and they've moved Bathurst, because normally it's, you know, October, tradition. The Supercars have moved Bathurst, new dates for that November 4th to 7th for people planning to go to Bathurst at this stage. And I guess, well, you know, it all depends on how New South Wales is going by November, whether that happens or not.
Yes, it might still be in strife. Who knows? But, that's interesting. That is a broken tradition, isn't it?
Yep. All right, mate, thanks for that. Who's on the Water Boys tomorrow morning?
We're going to have Shane Gould on, which will be...
Wow. Legend.
Yeah, so obviously Ariane matched her achievement from 1972 earlier this week by winning gold in the 200 and 400 at the same Olympics. So it'd be great to chat to her. And Blair Brownless joins me again. We are Brownless with Cam Brown out. We're getting a Brownless in, which is really good.
Very good. All right, that's tomorrow from 10 on 7AD. And on WinTV tonight from 5:30. Thanks, mate.
On you, Darren. Thanks, mate.